JB and Bill, this is a Friday bonus podcast on the Rush Hour.
And they've been enormously popular, your Friday bonus too, Bill, because people have already had their worlds shaken by what we've come out with Monday to Thursday. And then they get to a Friday, Bill.
And they get a...
They get a complete bonus.
Bonus.
And often an insight into some really good stuff that you wouldn't access otherwise.
No, some blue.
Well, not all, you can often take the joke a bit blue, but just some stories of years gone by, Fat, that we wouldn't normally roll with because we're not... Not self-indulgent, much.
Oh,
so we give
so
them.
What do you got?
We hand
then?
These out on a Friday, just for the family's benefit, Bill, so they can chortle on their way into their weekend. Especially relevant now, given what's going on.
Yes, exactly.
So, growing up in the West, Bill, I was about 3 years older than Justin Langer.
Right.
I reckon I wouldn't JL. Have the exact. I reckon I'm about 3 years older than him. Tiny little bastard. But he and I, great friends, of course, of the two families, Colin, Joanne, his mum and dad, magnificent people. Anyway, so we all grew up.
Played cricket together.
Not for WA, though. I'd left by the time he came through.
No.
A lot against each other. But juniors, he was at Aquinas, I was at Scotchall.
Was he a good cricketer as a kid?
Not
hard
as
to
good
get
as
out?
He turned out to be.
No, right.
Nowhere near as good as he turned out to be. But I'll tell you what, Bill. He was a rock hard bastard.
Yeah.
Like, we used to go to the Wacker Nets in the winter, the indoor centre with the bowling machines, at about 7:30. I'd then go on to work, and he'd go on to year 12 at Aquinas. So we'd turn up, and, like, I'd be annoyed that I had to get up early in the morning to go to the Nets, because I'm not a morning man.
No, you're not.
11 years of low-quality breakfast radio, I'll tell you that.
And you're not a night man.
Not really any man. Turn up at 7:30. Yeah. He'd roll in, Bill.
Yes.
Often. With, like, blood trickling out of his ear or out of his nose. What? And this is a 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid. I'd say to him, what have you been doing? And Bill, he, for an hour before turning up to the indoor nets in July, middle of the Perth winter, he'd been to Taekwondo, whatever the hell he did, and had the shit kicked out of him. No, he would spar with black belts, and he was nowhere near a black belt at that stage, and they would literally belt the living crap out of him.
A little JL.
He'd have half his eye closed over, and I'd look at him and go, mate, what are you doing?
Why?
He'd go, I love it. I just love it. I love getting in the ring.
Bashed.
I love getting these blokes that belt him up. So that's the sort of weird-ass unit you're dealing with. And I should add money on him then, playing 120 tests, because he just wanted it so badly. Anyway, move on. To the back end of his playing career, and I had finished playing, and I was holidaying in Perth. He obviously lives there. He's got a place in Mandurah, not far from where Bristol comes from.
Oh, yes.
About an hour south of Perth. A very nice place on the canals there. And he plays his golf at a place called The Cut in Port Bouvard, I think it is, which is a very nice golf course about an hour south of Perth. Anyway, so the two of us are playing golf. He's not a great golfer, JL. I think he might have got better, but at that
left-hander.
Stage he wasn't great. Nuggety little left-hander.
Yeah,
he could spray him everywhere.
Just, yeah.
Anyway, two of us are sitting in a cart. We're driving around, a beautiful day, talking smack. I've picked that up, Bill, from modern footballers. We were just talking smack.
You were very good at it.
Anyway, as we're driving around, and this is a hard bastard. This is a man who broke his hand when he was on 70, went on to make 200 in a Shield game against South Australia. So very, very tough. So that's why he and I always got on so well together. Bill.
Unlike flogging.
Like we had that in common. Anyway, I'm driving along that. And one of the things I am, and I don't know why, because it's authentic, so I haven't manufactured, I'm fascinated by snakes.
Snakes.
Two houses in the Adelaide Hills. Adelaide Hills got lots of snakes.
Yes.
So certainly the first one, which had a creek running down the front of it, often see red bellies and tiger snakes, and every now and then the odd king brown.
Dangerous bastards.
No, real dangerous bastards. Mm. But, Bill, as long as you're far enough away from them, you know they're not going to attack you, and I just find them fascinating.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're driving around on this cart, golf cart, and we're driving up to a tee box at Port Bouvard, the cut. And I see going across the tee box a good-sized brown snake. I think they call them dugites.
They call them dugites.
Yeah. Don't know why.
They do. It's bloody strange.
Dugite, but it was a good big bastard.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I should have picked up on the fact that the noise next to me stopped.
Yeah.
But I wasn't interested because I wanted to go and have a look at it.
Yeah.
So I've driven straight over the top of the two tee boxes because it was on the third one down.
Not over the
because
snake.
It was heading off. No, never. It was heading off and I wanted to catch it before it buggered off.
Mm.
Anyway, so I'm driving, you know, quickly to try and see this thing. It was a real good, fat, long bastard. Anyway, as I'm doing that, Bill, it suddenly occurred to me that there was a commotion next to me in the golf cart.
Yeah.
And you know how golf carts are made? You've got the sort of perspex you look out the front of, and then behind you, you've often got a little bucket where you can put your head covers
or any
apparel you don't want to wear anymore. And behind that, you've got the two sets of golf clubs strapped in.
Yeah.
He terrified of snakes. Like, I'm talking terrified to the point where took him over.
Like Sam Newman.
So as I'm driving towards this snake, Bill, he's exited out the back of the golf cart.
He went out the back.
Through the bucket where the head covers were, past the clubs.
Oh.
So I've looked in the rearview mirror and there was the toughest Australian opening batsman ever running in the opposite direction.
Oh, come on, JL.
I said to him, what the f***? Do you think you do?
Jim.
I said,
what the hell?
Seriously?
What the hell?
Anyway, so I've stopped and had a bit of a look at the snake, and by that stage, it'd bugger off. I've gone back to get him. All the blood's drained out of his face. He goes, what do you think you're doing?
Mm.
I said, mate, we're in a cart and we're 10 metres away. I'm just having a look at the snake.
Yeah, I'm a bit with him.
Bill, you could grab me and say, stop here.
Yeah.
You don't have to exit through the back. Bill.
Through past the clubs.
He got past the clubs, past the net, and was running in the other direction.
Come on, softy.
So I'm finishing up by saying myth.
Myth.
Like Glenn Archer.
No.
Yes.
No.
Who cries at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And Tubby Taylor, who claimed to be the father of the year when he saw his kids for 4 days. So, Bill,
you know who else hates
one
that?
Of the great myths.
Sam Newman, done the eight
snakes.
I
can't say
snakes.
But he wouldn't run out the back of a cart.
Oh, I don't know. You wouldn't know what Fosse'd do.
Anyway, I'm parceling this up.
Right.
I'm getting it on an email.
And
I'm sending it to him to remind him of the myth that he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Soft cock.
Triple M.